this is 406. I have a customer conduct. Individuals eating, being rowdy, talking. Another young woman got on the bus and he jumped up and actually kissed her. She has no idea who he is. She was pretty upset. So she's moved to the front of the bus. I'm going to let you know.
Okay, copy that. So, yeah, we don't want to allow that behavior, that's for sure. Can you ask the lady, does she need police or anything like that?
I will ask her. He just exited the bus through the back doors once he saw that I was on the phone. I don't talk to her now. She's crying, but she said that she was okay. That's fine. He did get off the bus.
Okay, so he is off your bus now, and she's okay. I'm really glad that she's okay. And I'm assuming you saw this all happen, correct?
I just heard her scream in the back, a brief scream. She gave her age, but she's 22, because she looked like a minor, but she's 22. And yeah, she just went and took a seat. He got up from the back and then just, actually kissed her. I'd asked him earlier to put his mask on. He was eating food in the back and just, you know, talking kind of out of his mind. He's an African-American. He's got his pants sagging pretty low, really loud pink boxer shorts on. You can see his backside is out, those boxer shorts on, because his pants are pretty low. Black hoodie on, he's got like a bike, it's like, looks like a part of a bike carrying in his hand, and some food.
Okay, copy that. You said a bike in his hand, like part of a bike?
Yeah, like the bike seat or something like that.
Okay, and I wasn't quite ready for all that description, so I know I missed some, but I got the, he's a black male with pink boxers showing. Do you have an approximate age for him?
I would probably say in his late 30s, early 40s, maybe.
All right, copy that. Now, did this happen there at Fessenden in Columbia, or was it somewhere else?
I literally just pulled over and secured the bus, so this would be right here at, let's see, where am I now, at Fessenden in Geneva, so about the stop behind, the young lady just got on at Fessenden in Columbia, took her seat, and she was sitting there for all of 1 minute, and then he got up from the rear of the bus, came forward, and kissed her on the back of the neck or on the head or something, and she jumped.
Okay, copy that. So, I know you sent that customer conduct a bit ago, and then you canceled it. Was this the same person you were calling about then?
Yes, I had hit the wrong button. I meant to hit mask avoidance, because his conduct was okay. It was a little erratic, but it wasn't enough to, you know, interfere with service at that time.
All right, copy that. Well, I'm glad he's off your bus. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. The mama bear in me and the woman in me kind of upset, you know, upset because, like, you don't deserve to be have aggression like that. But anyway, but it was, you know, yes, he got off the bus. I just want to make sure that she's okay. She's, like I said, crying softly in the front of the bus, so it's just, you know, I feel bad for her.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, okay, well, you can go ahead and roll. I'm going to just have you do a quick report for this, just, you know, because this is not okay. We don't want to, you know, technically an assault touched her, so you know, I want you to go ahead and do a report for what you witnessed and heard and what she told you and all that stuff, okay?
I copy that, and again, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you as well. You have a great day out there at 1510.